All right, joining me now from the Politico Influence blog at Politico.com, it's Dave Leventhal. Dave, look, you got the president coming into Texas, and he is, you know, coming to a red state, but it's a blue county he's going to, right?
And he's got a lot of green to raise there, too. People got to remember that there's a reason he's fundraising in Dallas County, and certainly not, you know, Frio County or Glasscock County, but whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, Dallas is a political money hub. And it's an increasingly blue one at that, too. You got to remember that one of the biggest rallies that he had during the 2010 election cycle was actually at the now defunct Reunion Arena, and he was able to certainly raise a lot of money off the backs of that as well.
Talk about what kind of event this is going to be. I mean, people imagine, you know, something really upscale in some rich lawyer's house, that kind of thing.
Well, it's certainly going to be a very exclusive event, and there are going to be a lot of big dollar donors there, and Dallas is just rife with people who have a lot of money and who support Democrats. Even if you have more people who live in Dallas County, in the city of Dallas, who do support Republicans, that's really irrelevant for this. It's a population center, it's a hub, and there are so many people who are going to be willing to show up for an event like this and willing to open their pocketbooks for an event that's going to unquestionably be quite lavish and quite secure as well, too. So if you're living in Dallas, expect the streets to be shut down, you know, good and ready come the time Barack Obama rolls into town.
And of course, here he is raising money in the GOP frontrunner's backyard.
Absolutely. And, you know, there may be a little bit of symbolism to this as well, that the president is saying, hey, I'm not afraid to go anywhere, even if it is right into the backyard of a person who may very well be my opponent a year from now or less. But really, at this juncture, it is about money. And the president has gone to Los Angeles. He's gone to New York. He's been in D.C., of course. He's pretty much hit up every population center that there is where there are people ready and willing to go and, again, open their checkbook to him so that he can raise what may at the end of the day be more than $1 billion, which is sort of the unstated goal for its campaign.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, the president, does he just have the money advantage hands down here? I mean, he's not like the Republicans who have to go through a bruising primary. He's the Democrat. So he's got, you know, all this time to just go out there and raise a ton of cash.
The president does have at least a cash advantage here in that he's not having to spend any money against a Hillary Clinton or a John Edwards. So he's all too happy to go around the country raising as much dough as he possibly can and let the Republicans go and beat themselves up for months and months and months. And what could, you know, legitimately be into, as you said, May, June, or even later next year.
All right, this is Dave Leventhal. You can check him out at Politico.com/Politico Influence. Thank you.